John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Hello and welcome to The End of the Stones, the John Richardson Show podcast from this week with a revelation about kidney stones.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You put on almost a newscaster voice
I thought people think John Richardson's got an exclusive here. Mm. Better download that.
No, you would be the person to break it.
Do you think they'd come? I'd like Mick to come to me. I've got something to say and I think you're the one to say it. Is that an all right, Mick Jagger?
That
I've done
really
it now, haven't I?
Good Mick Jagger. It was sort of Keith and Mick in one.
Who's that little one who does the anagrams? anyway, there is no Rolling Stones exclusive. We off the back of Angela's commitment to live radio and her working through gallstones, I jokingly asked if you would send me in things that you have passed.
You say jokingly, John, you really wanted it to happen.
I meant it, but I didn't think I would see it. That's what happened. And Will hoisted me at my own petard and showed me a kidney stone, which upset me.
A photograph of one, we should say.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He didn't pass one on air. That would have been a hell of a link. If you can hear a bit of screaming, don't worry. It's just Will. It was a nice, funny show. Lots of funny stuff. An off-air joke on the subject of one of the things we're about to discuss that could not be broadcast, but I think is okay for the podcast. So
well, we'll find
tuned.
Out, won't we?
We'll find out. We're going to put
it out
there.
We're still on air next week.
You need the context, so enjoy the podcast. If it sparks anything in your imagination, specifically cats, if you're a cat owner, be ready. We will end up discussing this more next week, I think, because it really kicked off in the last hour of the show. John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Otherwise, enjoy the podcast.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Oh, yeah. It's John Richardson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Knowingly. Oh, yeah. We know what this means. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, John. I just Googled Mike Atherton.
Yes.
He's just northern, is that the
He's
thing?
Just northern. I just get told I sound like any other sort of man vaguely from the northwest. I get told I sound like Tommy Fleetwood when I don't.
Who's Tommy Fleetwood?
Sounds a little bit like me, I guess. Do you want to hear Mike Atherton?
Yeah, go on.
Yes, he was. He's the obvious choice. I think we're very good in England at overcomplicating matters and making life more difficult than it ought to be.
That could be a clip of my stand-up, to be fair. I think we're very good in England at making things complicated. Four-lane motorways, what's that all about?
Actually, now you say it. As you mentioned dishwashers.
Yeah, okay. Well, I apologise then. I am Michael Atherton. It's worse for him than me. But welcome along. Thank you for joining us. Happy Saturday. We always start with a bit of tidying up. Why wouldn't you? You get up on a Saturday morning,
yep.
So we tidy up what happened last week, in case you couldn't be with us. This is what sums up last week's show. Yeah, but long and story short. What?
Oh, your long and story short.
My long and story short.
You couldn't work out whether to say long story short or the long and short of it.
Yeah, and is I that... just, well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing about broadcast. You've really got to get it right first time.
And one day, John, you will.
I don't think so. Not for 3 hours. Absolutely.
It's too much to ask.
You are with us again after a trying time.
I am.
Last
I'm
week,
back.
Last week, you weren't long out of A&E when you joined us. So I asked for stories about things that people had passed.
Well, we should give that slightly more context because poor Will, the producer, was on holiday and you specifically asked to send him photographs of things they'd passed out of their bodies, didn't you, John?
I did. If you send me a picture of you on a balcony in Portugal sipping cold beer, I will have horrific things sent to your email. Anyway, so in honour of your gallstones...
Thank you.
Richard has been in touch.
Hi, John. I know you asked for people who have passed stones to get in touch with the show last week. So I thought I'd let you know, a few years ago, after a four-day labour, I gave birth to my kidney stone. He's a healthy 8 millimetres by 6 millimetres.
Oh.
I named him Billy. Billy the Kidney Stone. Hope you like that one. Cheers. It's Rich from Derby.
Oh, Will's just shown us a photo of that, and John can't
like
quite speak. You didn't enjoy that, did you, John?
Looks like a meteorite.
I really thought you were going to have to run out of the room then for a second.
Oh,
you look
I
a
didn't.
Bit bilious.
I wasn't expecting it to be that colour. Okay. Well, no more of those, please.
You literally asked for them, literally, and I'm using it correctly.
News on the literal police coming up. Now, I also mentioned that, I don't remember mentioning this, but I did mention that I sometimes do some weights in my garage. I got a message online from a personal trainer saying, I'll come round and get you fit.
Oh, watch out.
Yeah, I don't think I want to get fit. I think I just wanted to buy it, so I feel like at some point
I could. You're getting unsolicited advice on working out. Are you a woman?
I'm Michael Atherton. Anyway, following my confession about weights in the garage, here's Mark.
Hi, John. It's Mark, UK natural bodybuilding champion. I heard you last week on the radio mentioning you finding some weights in your garage and doing a home workout. Well, this is actually what I do for a job. I help hundreds of people get in shape with what they have. I hate to be presumptuous, but I do get the impression you're probably doing it wrong. If you ever want any tips or help, I'd be happy to help you out. So just let me know. Thanks.
I love that Mark, just from your voice, knows that you're doing it wrong.
You just sit on it, right? And it happens.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It's sort of like a tanning bed, yeah, a weights
you just
machine,
have to
isn't
buy
it?
By the weights.
You just sit on it and the muscles grow just by sort of osmosis. Oh, I knew that was going to end badly from with what they have. Or yeah. Could you say what you've got? I've seen it and it's not enough. Well, we'll get into, I guess, what a natural. What's a natural? What's he saying?
It just
natural?
Means with no sort of. Just additional supplements, should
chicken,
we say.
Breast and egg.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, raw egg.
Well, Richard has dominated the conversation there, hasn't he?
Yeah, very much so.
More stone chat. Yeah, I've never seen one.
You'd never seen one before that picture, Will,
no,
just showing you?
No, that's my first one. I wouldn't have asked for him if I'd known.
Is that not what you expect? What did you expect them to look like?
Almost like almost gems. I expected them to look
like
almost
a pearl.
Beautiful. Yeah. Almost, yeah, like a little crystal or something.
They're quite ugly little things, aren't they? And they're sort of, you expect them to be smooth, but they're not. They've got wispy eight at that. Must catch on the way out.
Oh, 8 mil. Anyway, and it's on the ruler as well, isn't it?
To prove it. Yeah.
Not denying it.
I'll bring mine in when I have mine taken out so you can actually see them in real life, John, my gallstones. No?
Does a gall one look different to a kidney one?
I think so, yeah. Okay. They're made of different things.
Well, I feel I've made a rod for my own back, so I will have a look at it. I'll sort of squint, if that's all right. I don't mind hearing them rattle around in a jar.
I'll just put them in a tube and wave them at you, like Tic Tacs.
Well, they're coming out now, aren't they?
They're coming out in September.
So there you go. Enjoy them while you've got them. That's what they say, isn't it? Here's what we'll do today, other than discuss stones, which I'm hoping will end soon. I Love You, But is back. Of course, it is the antidote to cheesy Saturday morning radio. A million love songs played for insufferable couples. We do not do that.
We will not do that.
We do not do that. One shout out every week, but you have to say something mean about the person you want to shout out to. You can send them in on WhatsApp now or 3301231215. If you're looking for an example, following Mark's footsteps, I Love You, But I Bet You Can't Lift Weights.
Yeah. You're not going to let that go, are you, John?
Yeah, he's bang on. He's bang on, though. Saturday.
We should get him in. I bet he can deadlift you.
Do you think he'd come in and pick me up?
I reckon he would. I reckon he could pick me up.
If he picked both of us up.
That'd be amazing.
I quite want to see that, see how you like it.
I'm up!
See what you say when you get put down.
I'm down again.
Anyway, not on this show, but generally all across the radio, it's a smug time of the week. It's a lot of people who've done stuff. I don't like that either, so we'll do Saturday Smugness in about an hour. If there's something you've achieved and you want me to be mean about it, or if you're going to bump into someone who's achieved something you want to know what to say, email john@absoluteradio.co.uk. The Literal Police returns, our battle to stamp out the misuse of the word literally.
I did a literally in front of Charlie the other day. I saw producer Charlie on Monday. And I said, literally, and I used it in the right context, but she was ready to pounce.
Once you're in it, you're on it. Now, there is a confession coming for the Literal Police.
Oh, really?
So hold fire. But if you've spotted one, john@absoluteradio.co.uk, we've got a new one today. we're taking on a whole company today. That's very exciting.
I'm so excited.
And we're going to have to build a new prison, I think, if we're getting
really?
Everybody. And
is
of
that
course,
big?
It's the Britpop summer. The numbers were very impressive, weren't they? All the people online, is it 2 million?
Yeah.
Enjoying the Britpop summer.
Wow.
We are the antidote to that. Everyone's loving that. Oh, yeah, were you at that gig? Yeah, I was. Well, I'm not going to do that today.
Can I just say, I probably was.
Oh, you were. You were having a lovely time. I'm going to tell you all about the new Internet Explorer update that I'd taken in 1996 this week. We'll go back to August 96. Stay tuned if you want to find out what we were up to then. You've got a cracking story this week.
Yeah, I was having an interesting summer in 1996.
When you texted what you were up to in August 96, it was one of those, how have we never spoken about this before? How has this never come off? When you rinse dry every story you've got and then someone drops that in, you think, okay, I haven't lived a life. Okie dokie.
Oh, no, that's going to stick, isn't it? The okie dokie man.
Okie dokie, then. Katie has been in touch.
I like this one.
Go on, then. You say it.
All right, then. I'll say it because you're too shy to say it because it's nice about you.
Well, it's
sort of backhanded. Yeah. Katie says, hi, all. So that's Will as well. Will was that's very clear Will. To point out that he was included in this text. It says, I've always thought John has resembled Mike Atherton, not just in voice, but in looks as well. Mm-hmm. I used to fancy Athers back in the day, as well as John. Must have a type, I guess. All the best, Katie.
I'll tell you what it is. It's the back in the day.
Back in the day.
that's the bit I'm not... Can you pick the bit I'm not comfortable with?
Well, maybe she fancied Athers at the age you are now, so you're all good.
I used to fancy Athers back in the day as well as John. It sort of implied, I think we're both in a bracket of...
Yeah, I think you might have been in the past as well then,
10 years ago, she had a thing for...
Athers and John.
Yeah, slightly depressed northern men.
realised what that would actually be like.
Yeah, we had a time, certainly, Mike and I. We were really the zeitgeist together. Anyway, thank you, Katie. I'll take the compliment. It's nice to know you were found attractive, even historically.
Yeah.
It was a lovely...
Still a compliment, John.
At one point, John, I drove past you on the M6 and I thought, oh, and then I had a Google and I thought, no, not for me.
Maybe it's just because she knows she doesn't know how to stack a dishwasher.
Yeah. There is a bit of that.
Yeah.
There is a bit of that.
It's pointless because I can't...
I wouldn't like me if I knew my... if I just knew my sort of stuff. I'm like, oh, God, really? I painted a wall this week.
Did you?
And I, do you know, even in my own head while I was doing it, I was thinking, people think I can't do this.
Oh, John, that's so sad.
It was so pathetic.
You should have filmed yourself doing it and popped it on the socials.
Well, that's it. Luckily, I'm just of a generation where I don't really post stuff. It never even occurs to me. But there was a bit, because I did the cutting in by hand.
Ooh.
So I didn't put the masking tape down or anything. I did my lines by hand. And I remember...
Well, just, that's impressive, John.
I'm pretty sure I was muttering under my breath, see, look. Look what I did.
Was there anyone there? Was either your daughter there? Anyone?
No, nobody
to witness
there.
It?
Just on my own in my pants because it was hot.
And also, you don't really get spatter on your clothes,
no,
do you?
No, exactly. Yeah. And I want a bit on my skin so that maybe if I go out later, people go, what's that? I go, oh, yeah, I've been painting, mate. Yeah. Bit of decorating.
Yeah, but you have told me that you were painting a room pink, so it wouldn't have looked...
I was painting a room pink, yeah. But I fancy a change in my bedroom and I love it how I like. I put a mirror up. I put wall plugs in. I used a drill.
Hang
and I put
on, what
wall
did you just
in.
Call them?
Wall plugs.
Wall plugs.
I've changed from... roll to wall, because I've learned that when I say roll, people text in and say, a what plug? And then you have to say, well, it's actually called a roll plug, but now people call them wall plugs.
But they're not wall plugs, they're roll plugs.
Now they're wall plugs, mate. You go into a hardware store.
I didn't get the memo.
Well, you've not been in the hardware store. I'm never out of the hardware stores, mate. I was in there yesterday. Admittedly, I did come out with a sewing kit as well. However...
Mark, the natural bodybuilder's shaking his head right now listening to this.
I am a natural bodybuilder in that I've built my body naturally. He's actually interfered with his. Yeah. His doesn't look the way it was intended.
Yeah, yours is as just left.
I walk past you in the street, you think, that looks like a guy who doesn't do very much. He likes a bag of crisps every now and again in a real ale. That is a natural body, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's exactly
what
I've got.
I agree.
Completely uninterfered with by exercise or health foods. Now, I need to make a confession. It's quite a big one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I think maybe I'll do it after this. I think I'm ahead of the curve on something that it's one of those, if I don't get it out there now, somebody's going to get in touch and grass me up.
Oh, this is exciting.
Because it is in the public sphere already.
Really?
And I'm going to get ahead of the curve. I'm making this sound a lot more serious than it is. So just to be clear, I fully expect to be here for the full show today.
Why is there an HR man with a clipboard at the door, John?
Just bolt that door. Here? Just bolt that door. They can't get me yet. You never know, do you, when you turn up, what's going to... We're just one of those madcap shows, aren't we?
Yeah, madcap.
Just turn up and see what happens, isn't it?
It's like Tiswals round here.
Oh, absolutely crazy. Who's going to get guns today?
Oh,
we'll find
you never
out.
Know.
We'll find out. Pictures of kidney stones. This week's big debate is wall plug, roll plug.
Yeah.
Morning, guys. Roll plug is a brand name and wall plug is the generic name, a bit like vacuum cleaner and Hoover.
Is that right? I don't know. I'm going to have to Google that.
Well,
Google it, Will.
What you've done there is called Jay in Sheffield a liar.
I'm not calling
That's
you
what,
a liar,
You've done it live
Jay.
On air. You've done it live on air. He's texted in a fact and you've said, nope, not having it.
No, I just want extra confirmation.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
I've always
think
said
he's
wall
a liar.
Plug. Is that right, yeah, Will? Right, yeah. Jay, I'm sorry. I defer to your better knowledge.
Now, while we're apologising. So,
yes.
In an hour, we'll be doing the literal police. Of course we will. We do it every week. I saw you on Monday, didn't I?
You did see me on Monday.
A charity performance for the Sheffield Children's Hospital.
I like how you're getting in your charity work before you do an apology.
At which a great deal of money was raised to help children nationwide.
Yes.
Now, as a result of that, you are asked to make a comment when that information goes to press. The press office at the hospital put out a quote, which I understand was taken from a live interview which I did on stage with Luke North prior to the performance. And I'm going to read that quote for you now.
Okay.
And you can make your own mind up.
Oh, John, what have you done?
I was asked the question, how does it feel to have all these comedians come to Sheffield to gig? Because I noticed as I booked the gig, I have booked people who live a long way from Sheffield.
Yeah, there was no one local at that gig apart from you.
There were three acts. There were three acts from the South Coast. Portsmouth, Brighton. The only act I booked that I thought was close was Harriet Dyer, and it turns out she's moved to Bristol, and I didn't know. So when it says John Richardson and friends, you can take the friends bit with a pinch of salt, because I don't even know where they live. Anyway, for the comedians to travel to Sheffield is very special to me, because they've literally travelled from every corner of the country to show their support tonight. Now, I don't remember saying that.
John.
I did ask, I said, if you're gonna put it out, please take the word lit.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh no. Will's just come and press the button.
I mean...
Oh, they're coming for you, John.
I'm going to have to review the footage. I'll go back and look at the interview.
Literally, what was the phrase?
From every corner of the UK, which doesn't even have corners.
No. Well, it does, because England means land of angles, right? That's where the angle comes from, because it's triangle shaped. So there are corners.
Your Honour, case for the defence, linguistics graduate Angela Barnes.
But triangles famously have three corners, not four.
Yes. Every corner.
I thought you said from four corners of the UK.
Right. So I had an act on from the northeast, Louise Young.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yep.
If we take Brighton as the
southeast,
and then as we
Bristol
all know,
Bristol southwest.
So
I think you had from all corners of the country.
I feel sick with joy. That was wonderful.
God, I've missed my vocation. I should have been a defence lawyer.
I'll tell you what, somewhere, Susie Dent is quaking in her boots. No one could have defended me better. I walk free. It's time for I Love You But.
It is.
Where we do one dedication a week, but nothing schmaltzy. So you
mean. We want it mean.
Sneak a bit of nice stuff in, but let's really get to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about these things. This week's comes from Mark.
Morning, John. Morning, team. Mark in Bennington here. I'm hoping you can help me this morning via the medium of I Love You But, as I'm becoming quite desperate and unsure where else to turn. Bennington is a small village in rural East Hertfordshire. It has one pub and no local shop. So if you need bread or milk or want a newspaper, it means driving 3 miles to use the local store in the next village. Luckily, this is a wonderful little shop, which has been owned and managed by the same lovely family for decades. A family who cannot do enough for the local community, even ordering stuff in on request or letting you pay the next day when you've forgotten your wallet. They truly are loved by all who use the store. However, they have recently taken on a new member of staff. He's very polite and friendly, as you would expect, but to my horror and embarrassment, he insists on fist-bumping me every time I come to the counter. In fact, it's worse than that, as he simply presents his fist for me to fist-bump, making no further effort or forward motion, and forcing me to become a bumper. I really love this local store and the family that run it, but can someone please tell this young man this is not 1975 Detroit? I'm a 54-year-old balding Yorkshireman. I'm not Richard Pryor. And as far as I can recall, I've never visited the shop in a flared suit and Cuban heel boots. If it doesn't stop, I'll be forced to move to Buckinghamshire or drive the extra 7 miles to the nearest Budgeons. Keep up the great work. Mark in Bennington.
Oh, he'd be a great friend for you.
Thanks,
Mum. I can imagine.
I'm going to arrange a play date.
Yeah, I think you should. I can absolutely imagine you changing your shopping habits to avoid a fist bump.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's. I don't know. What would I think the thing to do there is to grab the fist and hold it just a little bit too long. You've got to make him stop doing it.
Yeah, that's it. Make it awkward somehow. Either grab it or just sort of put your head to it, like run into it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, remember this camera's in the shop.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I can't believe you punched me in the head.
Yeah, that's very good. We're going with either lean into it, take a punch, or I picture like a full enclosure of the fist.
While maintaining eye contact, yeah.
Couple of seconds silence and then... Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, should do it.
That'll sort it right out, I think. Yeah. Or just go to Budgeons. One of the two. Anyway, this is new. We've never dedicated a song to a family shop.
We haven't.
Mostly it's spouses and kids.
How many family shops are there these? That's lovely.
Let you pay the next day. That feels like...
That's special, isn't
it? That's a different world. That's from the days of we don't lock our doors round here. That.
Isn't it?
Bring it in tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's safe, isn't it? Because no one's moving out.
Just put up with a fist bump, Mark, for that service. I would.
Maybe, yeah.
But I quite like a fist bump. I've taught my dog to fist bump.
Well, I would go even further back. I didn't mind the elbow touch.
Yeah, that's it. I prefer that to a handshake. What would be worse if he gave you a peck on the cheek? Like, that would be worse, wouldn't it?
I got called out this week on visibly shaking a hand and then going to wash my hands.
Oh, yes, I was there. Yeah.
First of the line.
Shook his hand and then got sanitizer out of his pocket.
The impulses are still in there. They're still in there. Anyway, this is for the, I don't know, what do you say? A family shop near Bennington?
Yeah.
With the exclusion of the new member of staff. That is not a dedication that's happened on any other station. You listen to Absolute Radio.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show. This is the John Richardson Show with John Richardson.
Good morning, it's Absolute Radio. John Richardson here with Angela Barnes.
Hello.
And producer Will.
Hello.
Hello. I've never made you do that before,
have I? You put him on the spot then. He really had to think about how to say hello.
That's, you're going to spend the rest of the day thinking, why didn't I go hello? Hey, listen, perhaps you've never listened to the show before and perhaps this is the first
Where
link you've ever heard.
And you're very welcome.
I wonder if John Richardson on the radio is different to what I know him to be. We've just had a text in from Sammy that says, John, I also wash my hands when I've touched someone else in a high five or a handshake. You are not alone. So I'm the same, really. It's that sort of vibe, isn't it?
Getting the hand sanitizer out of your pocket really takes a sting out of a high five.
I didn't do it like in front of the. It wasn't like as the hand was coming back down.
Straight in the pocket, squirt.
Lovely to meet you. That was disgusting. I went to a quiet space, admittedly where I was watched. So this is the time of the week where I think particularly the other stations. We won't mention them by name. We don't need to, but they're out there. And they're all being all, so-and-so's texted in, and
someone's just had a park run.
Sue's cousin has just had a new baby. Oh, that's sweet. We don't do that.
No.
Listen, if you've got up and you've achieved stuff, well done. But just...
But we don't care.
Keep your mouth shut about
it. We don't care.
This is the bit for the people who are thinking, what have I got in that I can eat?
Yes.
I'm not going out for bread, so what can I pretend is toast? Waffles?
What can I put in this omelette that's in my fridge that's about to go out of date? Oh, there are the people.
Bottom shelf of the freezer job today,
innit? Oh, yeah.
Just scoop it. Well, I'll just have a fish finger waffle and a piece of garlic bread sandwich.
Yeah, perfect.
So I invite you to tell us what you're smug about, and then I'm mean to you. That's basically what it is, and I always warm up by being mean to the people I care about. So, Angela, you say something that you've achieved that you're happy about, and I'm horrible to you.
Yeah.
But it's all in the best possible taste, isn't
it? Of course. Yeah, just the fact you do it every week. It's not eroding my soul at all.
And I have a little go off-air just on a Friday.
Every morning I get a text.
Open the curtains. Yeah, it's me again. So what are you smug about this week, Angela?
I had a smug moment this week, which was I was getting the train back from Sheffield, actually, the day after we did a gig together on Monday.
That's very good. You see what she's done there? I was getting the train back the length of the country from the charity day.
For you.
For no money that I did. We had to stay overnight away from my husband. Anyway, go on, John, be mean.
And I was on the train and there were four people sat on one of those four tables across the way from me. It's the right number. It would have been weird if there'd been five of them.
Yeah.
And they all worked together and they were having what I can only describe as a business meeting on the train. Mm-hmm. And it was really loud and they were using very businessy words and it was so dull. And it was annoying me a little bit because I couldn't concentrate on my book because all I could hear was them talking about year-end figures and blah, blah, blah. But
They were talking about each other. Just appraising each other's bodies. Can I just say, Steve, your year-end figure is wonderful. That PT you've got.
Have you been seeing that natural bodybuilder? But I just got this glow of, oh, haven't I made some nice life choices?
Oh, yeah.
That I'm not on a train being really boring with my co-workers.
Yes, yeah.
So that, for that split second, I was like, yeah, okay, sometimes your job can be stressful or it can be this, that, or the other, but ultimately, it's not that.
Yes, and you've got to enjoy those moments because what those people have got is job security and colleagues.
Yes, yeah, so, I didn't think about that. I knew this was going to be a very easy one to take down. Yeah. They get things like sick pay, don't they?
Yeah, the minute they start talking about pensions, like, actually, maybe I have gone the wrong way with my life. But no, you should enjoy those moments. Mm. I came out this week and I saw my neighbour and he had such... It could have been an awkward moment, but he fronted it out. So he had running gear on. And he went, I'm cool because I'm running to a meeting. He did it with such playfulness. So I thought, oh, that's brilliant. I said, well, make sure you tell him first. He said, I'm going to open with it.
Yeah, of course you are. No one's ever run anywhere and not told the people they see.
I think I've done it, haven't I?
Yeah, you've taken me down. I mean, it was self-taking down, really.
Well, I've sort of taken us all down, because we're all in the same boat, aren't we? Whenever I hear conversations about CVs, I think, oh, my God, what would I put on a CV now?
How would you do a job interview? Somebody was telling me about a job interview they had recently, and I just thought, I don't think I could do it now.
Tell me what you'd bring to our HR department. Well, once I was talking over a track and I talked, just when I stopped talking, the lyrics started on the song. So is that good? Yeah, we've got other people to see. We'll get back to you. I was a little bit worried about smugness this week because I feel like I'm in quite a benevolent mood.
Are you?
Is it coming across?
No.
No. I feel like
you managed to take me down with no bother whatsoever.
Well, that's it. It just proves that I know Mark, the bodybuilder, will disagree, but that muscle, once you've trained it, it's there, isn't it?
It's just your default setting.
That's like a footballer, just, you know, like it's like a no luck pot on the black. That just I'm not even bothered. Just trap the ball, just passed it out.
Bang it in.
Just mid walk. So hopefully I'll be able to do it with this week's smugness from the listener. And this week, Danny has been in touch with something he's proud of himself for achieving. I'm going to be horrible after this.
Hi, John. I'm incredibly smug this week, as last Friday I had the best night of my life. As a massive Oasis fan, I was gutted that I didn't get tickets, especially after seeing how good they were in Cardiff. So when I managed to get tickets on the morning of the gig last week, I couldn't believe it. I took my cousin and my little brother, also massive Oasis fans. We had a down the booze beforehand in London, having a right old laugh and banter. We headed to Wembley and saw the best performance they've ever done. Dreams were made. I created memories that will last me a lifetime. So it's safe to say I'm pretty smug. Try and bring me down for that. Cheers, Danny.
Well, John, this is going to test you, isn't it?
This is a test, isn't it? Not least because I'm a little bit frightened of Danny.
Yeah, I did think there's a lot of banter, and I reckon Danny's banter's quite threatening. Yeah.
Memories were made that were last a lifetime. Were you last a lifetime? Let's find out, shall we? It is tricky because I too went to see Oasis this week. I too had a lovely evening.
And you're also smug about it.
I don't think I've been too smug because there were other people there. That's
the thing. There were a few other people there,
but I didn't. Do you know I did get hit by fluid, actually? The person, but I was sat down, obviously, as I am. I stood up for some of the songs to have a little sway.
Have a little boogie.
But the person behind me spilt a beer over me before the gig had even started.
Oh,
kicked
really?
It over, went right down the chairs.
Oh, well, it goes down the back of your neck from behind you. Did it do that?
No, it went sort of arm and back and then down the pants a little bit from the back. But I was mainly worried about we'd bought programmes and we'd put them on the floor. That's a dear. 20 quid a programme.
How much?
20 quid a programme. But you've got that for life, haven't you? Because unlike Danny...
I say that, I paid that for the Grand Prix programme at Silverstone, so yeah.
Yeah, unlike Danny, I'm not convinced I have got memories for life because I tend not to remember things. If I have a thing I can touch, then I'll know I was there. But luckily, of course, I'd carry a bagged it and folded it.
So. Of course you did. Of course you did. You laminated it as soon as you got home, didn't you?
So I don't want to be too... Yeah. Oh, those are the vacuum the sealers.
Oh, nice.
And they're them bags that you put the Hoover in. Oh, yeah,
suck all the air out.
Let's have a minute.
You're good at that, are you, John? Sucking all the air out.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I think I enjoyed the image in my head of a fictional bag of bedding getting vacuumed by a Hoover.
More than Oasis.
As much as. So I don't know. It's the phrase, isn't it? I had the best night of my life. Mm. What you're saying is it's downhill from here.
I mean, is the way to take this down financial? Because if he bought a ticket that morning.
Well, he said he got tickets.
Oh, maybe he got gifted them.
Maybe someone said, I can't go.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Danny made sure that someone couldn't go. I stumbled across a pair walking up Wembley Way, actually. Two tickets. I mean, they were in pockets. It's hard to say, Danny. If you had the night I had, then I have to let this one go because it's a one in a lifetime, isn't it?
That's fair enough. And you want people to have that night that means so much. If they have spent that money and they've been looking forward to it for, a year or however long it's been since the...
Yes.
I do want those people to have enjoyed their night. I really
do. Yeah, absolutely. So, well done. I'm sorry for everything that's going to come after this. I'm sorry for the people around you. I'm sorry for all the people you know who didn't get tickets because I'm sure you've been unbearable this week. Deservedly so, Danny. It was a wonderful evening. If you're going to one of the rest of the gigs, you're in for one of the nights of your life. So I've made my literal confession. I held my breath for a long time,
didn't
I?
I
was enjoying it. But then I looked up and I saw you two looking at me in a way that says, you talk now, you don't enjoy the songs. You say words and everybody gets less tense. We had a long message in, didn't we, about...
We did.
An alternative to the literal police, perhaps.
Yes, it's... I can't see the name on the bottom here. Is it cut off on yours? Anyway.
Carl?
Tom.
Tom.
Tom. Carl.
Tom Carl.
Says,
not even,
hello, little...
Not even like Carl.
Yeah, where did you get Tom from?
Sometimes I'm so far at the mark.
Hello, little police. A plea here from another like-minded force, the myself police.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, John, as somebody who is currently buying and selling a house...
Not the same one.
Not the same house.
You're not flipping.
That's a waste of time. I'll just stay put.
You know there's hotels. Just need somewhere to stay for a night. A real faff. About to have a survey done.
The myself police. Not necessarily after a joint operation, they say, but myself is completely... hang on, they've made a mistake in the text here. Myself is used and often used incorrectly in place of me or I. So you know when... I'm going to say an estate agent because that's where I hear it most.
Yes.
Will say, if you just speak to myself, when they mean speak to me.
Mm.
So that's what Carl would like to address, the use of myself or yourself when they mean you or I or me.
I'm happy for Carl to step up. And just so you know, the kind of people that listen, he has then followed up with a text saying how embarrassing to make a mistake in a message.
He realised that he made a mistake, which I just read out without seeing where the mistake was.
That's what I love. It's that clicking send. I must admit, even I've got to a point now where I just, if I've spotted a message and I've spelt something wrong, I don't correct it now.
I just think they know that that's not
the
me.
The general standard. And sometimes it's auto-correct. Sometimes I've definitely put that in right. I've definitely, I'll and ill.
A wheel and well.
Yeah. Oh, all that, the time.
Oh, but they know what I mean. They know what I mean.
If Carl wants to police the use of myself, it's people who think they're sounding sort of more legal, isn't it?
Yeah. They think it sounds more proper, but it doesn't. And Carl does go on to explain how you should use it and says it should only be used reflexively. So that is, I slap myself. So it's when you do an action to yourself, right?
And that's his example.
That's the example he's given.
I thought it was your example. What a weird place to go. I slap myself.
Maybe Carl
I
was
cry
hoping
at myself
that I would illustrate it in the studio.
Yeah.
But yeah, he also says you could use it for emphasis. I myself support Brentford, for example. But, you know, that's the example he sent.
He is a Brentford fan, I guess.
I would imagine so.
And you would need to emphasise that. Mm.
I had one from an estate agent. I'm going to just sort of skim over that because...
Is it a football thing? I don't. He is hoping they're not this season. Football is it's coming, Angela, whether you like it or not. It's Christmas Eve.
When is it? Soon.
You're going to find out whether you've been good or bad. It's coming.
Oh.
There's a lot.
So
of...
all that joy you had about Leeds going up, they went up.
Yes.
Is it this year they go back down again?
Oh,
is that what happens? I don't know. What? What did I say?
Right, we're going to do smugness again. And I'm going to take a slightly different tack. But no, you're exactly right. Brentford have been better than us for a long time, but their manager has left them this year. And so, some of their players have left them as well. So I don't really
understand, John. Okay, you might be able to help me out here. Why, if a manager leaves, it makes that much difference? Because it's like, what, they just forget how to play football? Or they just sit on the pitch and make daisy chains? What? Why is it when a manager leaves, it makes any difference to the game at all?
Well, I guess Formula One-wise, it would be like a team boss.
Yeah, but I don't think it affects... It might affect... I suppose Christian Horner leaving Red Bull, I suppose, might affect the team on the whole, but I don't think it's affecting Max Verstappen very much.
What I'm getting to the bottom of is, who in the studio can we do without Will? Is Will the manager?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so, but he's interchangeable. We had Dave last week.
Oh. That was a big link for Angela, that, wasn't it?
What have I done? It's like I don't like working here.
That was a really big link. Will and I are going to have a little chat and someone else will be with us after this. It's had a very funny message on Absolute Radio from Barry in Scotland, 8-12-15. If you want to join in, WhatsApp 0330-123-1215. Barry says, I think I missed the first part of the lookalike topic and thought John was being compared to my catheter. I don't know.
As opposed to Mike Atherton.
Which is what we were talking about. Mike Atherton must get that a lot then, do you think? My name's Mike Atherton.
Mike Atherton.
You're long and thin.
I've never made that connection. With a bag on the end.
Yeah, I'm disposable. I mean, I am actually. I am, sadly, catheter-like. And that's the end of that bit for security reasons.
Okay, I won't say any of the thoughts that are in my head.
Please don't. So coming up is Literal Police, which we do every week.
Yes.
What I found odd with the Literal Police, it sort of coincides with things I'm doing in my life. And it's one of those things, if I was spiritual, I would think, oh, it tends to be what I'm listening to. But then, of course, what it is scientific, that if I'm listening to something, the person who made it is out promoting it, and that means they're talking a lot.
Yes.
That means they're most likely to misuse a phrase. So we have a Literal Police allegation against somebody whose book I am reading at the moment, me, myself. Ooh. I'm actually reading them themselves' books.
Is this the Bader-Meinhof effect, they call it?
Is it?
Where you, if you become aware of something, you see it more often.
Oh, yellow car. They call it yellow car. Yeah. Now, so I don't know the proper
You call it yellow car. I call it by...
I didn't do... What do you call it?
The Bader-Meinhof effect.
You've got a linguistics degree though, haven't you? I haven't, so I just call it yellow. You know when you got a yellow car? See yellow cars, don't you? And we're going to take on a company. Now, there was an incident that happened, if you were listening, in the last link, where Angela basically torched her career.
I'd already forgotten our
producer in about 17 seconds. Now, what I think's best in these situations, and this is what makes me a truly nasty human being, is that what you do there is a classic person would retaliate. That's what they do. And I think what's worse is you do something nice for that person. You make them feel so guilty. that then they think, oh no, I was mean and he was nice. And I've used that throughout my life. So I'm going to choose this one. I wasn't going to discuss this on air, Angela. But I bought you a present.
You haven't.
I have bought you a present.
You have not.
And I'm telling you now because you've just been really horrible to me.
Oh, John, you haven't bought me a present. You don't.
I have because on Monday you travelled the length of the country from the corner, as we discussed
from
earlier,
the corner from the
very
country.
Corner of the UK. And you've done 3 charity gigs for me this year for no money. And you turned up last week on air when you had been in A&E. So I thought I'd get her a little present. So I'm going to show you that's what I've bought you there.
You haven't!
I have. So that's going to arrive
you
on
haven't.
Tuesday. I'll bring it to you next time we're in the studio. And I've got her because she likes Formula One cars.
I genuinely can't speak.
I've got you a McLaren F1 cap because you like orange as well. And that's orange, isn't it?
I do.
And it's signed by Lando
Norris.
It's signed by Lando Norris. Signed by Lando
Norris. You haven't done. I'm going to cry.
Oh, go on, do it now on air because it's good for radars.
I am a little bit. John, you're joking.
I am joking, yeah. I haven't got you that. It's hideously expensive.
I believe that.
No, I have got you. Now we're all confused. I have got you it. I'm not saying it's what we're all here for, but it's what I'm here for.
That's the sound of the
literal.
That's the sound of the
literal.
It's highlight of the week.
Is there literal police? It's just pernicketiness. All the usual stuff is coming. Britpop summer. We'll have a talk about music and being cool and all that stuff. But for now,
this is the nitty gritty of John Richardson, isn't it?
This is Snitch Club.
Oh, that's what we should call it.
Yeah, first rule of Snitch Club: tell everyone. So we've had a nomination this year. We've had two. One is a new direction for the Literal Police. One is straight down the sort of stuff we do. A nomination coming in this week from Rick.
Hi, John. I'm having to contact you to report a literal offence that took place on Richard Herring's podcast interview with Adam Buxton. Adam says, I literally can't remember anything. And seeing that as you've been interviewed for his second memoir, I find this very hard to believe. Why no one else has picked up on this and I'm having to report the crime, I don't know. I can only assume that your listeners don't listen to comedy shows. I hope you can look into this case as a matter of urgency. Cheers, Rick.
Oh, well done.
Oh, that was a lovely little dig
that
from
was
Rick there,
wonderful.
Wasn't it?
That was beautiful.
Oh, what a swipe.
Yeah, not comedy fans, y'all, I imagine. Oh, beautiful.
Touché, Rick.
Well, I tell you what, Buxton's going to jail anyway. I love the whole time. I don't know why I'm having to do this. That was a real, like, look at the state of this. I only tidied up yesterday. Oh, lovely. Well, let's hear what Adam Buxton said on Richard Herring's podcast.
I'm the only champion of champions of both Houses of Games and Taskmaster.
I mean, you were destroying everyone.
But I'd quite like to. I don't think I'd be as good. I'm sort of slightly losing my speed now in terms of.
Oh my God, I mean, I literally can't remember anything.
Yeah,
there's nothing to.
Well,
talk
as a
about.
Fellow champion of champions on House of Games,
yeah. Well,
Richard Herring's really upset that I won all 5 days and he didn't, and he's dying to play me at it. And if they ask, I'm going to say no, just because it'll really annoy him.
Yeah, it would as well. I think. Because to me, I mean, the literal thing is...
Oh, yeah, Sam Dunk.
He's done, he's going to... I'm reading that book at the minute. And I'll tell you what, he remembers stuff.
A lot. Yeah,
he remembers
yeah.
stuff. There's 200 pages and it's not him going, oh, hang on, what's his
Imagine
name?
If that was the audio book. Oh, no, got nothing. Yeah. Oh, awkward.
It's very good because they were at Six Music at the time of me and Russell. So it's interesting to hear about their dad. There's a lot about him and Joe Cornish in there. It's a very good book. I thoroughly recommend it. And now I don't know where the royalties go if you download it, because presumably while he's in prison, prison. I did have one this week. Someone messaged me on Instagram to say, you call it the Literal Police, but you're not the Literal Police. But we are the police of...
I think we've covered that before.
I think that's the...
I think we have...
That's the point, isn't it? But someone got very angry and it was a long old message.
We're policing literal.
Yeah.
So we are
the literal
police.
But he was... And I went to check it this morning to read it on air and he's deleted it.
Oh, I love that somebody got angry and then felt that. That was a couple of pints down.
Yeah, drunk
Friday
message
night.
John Richardson last night about grammar. What I was thinking.
What's my life come to?
Check my sent messages. So that's Buxton in and Herring as well for the whole champion of championship thing.
Yeah, just bragging.
Don't need to be talking about that.
Put me on Taskmaster, please, so I can beat him at that as well.
Oh, is that the one you want?
Yeah, yeah, just so I can also be champion of champions of Taskmaster and House of
Have
Games.
Have you done Mastermind?
Nice. I've done Mastermind.
Did
Let's
you win?
Not talk about that.
Oh, no, okay.
I was robbed, but that's a whole other conversation. I got all my specialist subject questions right.
But you didn't have good enough general knowledge.
I did, but...
Oh, this is another link. This is a whole link.
The person who won got asked more questions than I did.
Oh, so they answered quicker because they knew the answer quicker.
No, they had shorter questions, John.
Next nomination comes from Kim.
Hi, John. I have a literal offence to report, but with a twist this week. As a head teacher, the correct use of language is very important to me. I know the literal police usually deal with people and audio, but I have a report from an advert. To be clear, I do think the advertisers at Aldi are brilliant, especially changing one of the stores to Alda as a tribute to the Gallagher brothers. However, I did see a social media post from them this week with the incorrect use of literally. This is completely unacceptable and surely deserves time in literal prison. Whether you decide to lock up the marketing department or the entire chain of stores is up to you. Thanks, Kim from Chester.
Thank you, Kim.
Yes, Kim, thank you.
So I've got the post here.
Yeah.
It's Aldi verified, so it's all above board. It says, our brain literally... I mean, that's a problem anyway, isn't it? Our brain. Our brains?
Our brain. Well, they share a brain?
Well, yeah.
Is there one collective brain at Aldi?
Our brain literally blanked when we found these in store today. Time to make fruity, sweet and savoury matches every day. I mean, we can have a whole conversation about matcha.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue, isn't it?
Whoa, I tell you what, that's on my other show.
You're not a fan?
Yeah, that's on my late night show. To join me on John Richardson, too tepid for TV. I'll tell you what I think about matcha. they're going in as well, are they?
Yeah, their brain didn't literally blank.
I'm going to say just the marketing department, because obviously people shop at Aldi.
People depend on Aldi for affordable shopping.
The staff will there, the store will run, all the people doing the ordering. But Aldi's marketing department, join in. Adam Buxton in literal prison. If you've got more nominations, the Literal Police Hotline. John at absoluteradio.co.uk.
This is the John Richardson Show with John Richardson.
Happy Saturday. It's John Richardson here with Angela Barnes on Absolute Radio. On if one more hour, mind.
Okie dokie.
On if one more hour, then it's Sarah Champion. This is the time of the week where the news all gets a bit serious. So we suggest some stories that you might not have seen in the news in a feature we casually call News That Wasn't In The News That Could Or Perhaps Should Have Been In The News.
Beautiful.
I'll tell you why I've gone for this. Because I just love the writing. I think it's easily mocked, sort of local newspaper writing. But sometimes you just got to celebrate. I'll give you the opening line of this article. Most cat owners dread their pets bringing home mice or birds. But for the owners of one felonious feline in Auckland, there's a worse shame. I just think that's lovely.
How happy do you think they were with themselves when they came up with felonious feline?
Oh, I just think it's absolutely beautiful. If you think that's the end of the alliteration,
is
you're
it not?
Wrong.
Is there more?
His prolific laundry pinching. Is that, does it count as alliteration if it's hyphenated?
There's a hyphen in there.
So this is a cat that pinches clothes from clotheslines and bedrooms.
That's weird.
It is weird. And it's also, the article itself is done as a kind of, what's he like? But he's a thief.
Has somebody trained that cat to do that? That's what would worry me.
I've never heard of a cat doing anything like this. So no. I think, if I were the Scooby-Doo gang, I'd be asking, how big is this cat? I'm genuinely, 81215 on the text, 03013215. If you've got a cat that's ever brought in anything other than, I've only ever heard of dead and semi-dead animals being brought in. But this cat is now known in the neighbourhood as, it's Leo the cat.
Leo.
Now known as Leonardo da Pinci.
Oh, that's nice
it's
work.
It's lovely, isn't it? And especially in a New Zealand accent, nice. Da Pinci.
Da Pinci.
Leonardo da Pinci.
Yeah, nice.
Brit and Jermaine.
Fush and chops.
Fush and chips. That's punched my chops.
I once did an essay at university on the difference in the I vowel sound in Antipodean accents.
Oh, dig that
Thrilling
out.
Thrilling it was. I'll read it out next week for
Do,
you.
Please, bring that in. So it's bringing in silk boxer shorts, thick socks, and in one mortifying episode for his humans, a brand new $300 cashmere sweater.
I'd be more embarrassed by the silk boxer shorts than the Cadbury sweater.
Bringing people's... So then the owners have had to sort of set up a WhatsApp group to say...
I've got your pants.
Whose underpants are these?
Oh, no.
Which, like, I mean, I don't... Nobody should see my underpants. I would, because I wouldn't be able to own up.
I won't even put mine on the washing line.
No, well, that's what's happening now. Everyone's drying their clothes indoors in this area. And yeah. It's like, oh, isn't this funny? Well, it's not. If your kids did that, that wouldn't be... Yeah, your kids.
Just in the cat, for goodness sake.
Just been in the garden. It's made a mess of my yard. It's killed a bird and then it's stolen my underpants. You wouldn't be like, oh, what are they like? You'd be like, can you parent your kids, please? But with a cat, they're just allowed to go anywhere. But the thought of a WhatsApp group with a pair of my kecks.
Oh, you wouldn't own up to it, would you? You wouldn't be like, oh, they're mine.
No way.
I'll come and get them.
Whose are these scraggy old things that are ripped? I use a phrase about clothes that I've not heard anyone else use, but they still work. Do you know, like
an old
phone? I know
what you mean. They're still holding things where they need to be held.
They stay up and they cover the bits that if my pants fell down, I would get in trouble in the high street. Yeah. So I say, oh, they still work. But I don't want to get rid of them. Maybe I need to move to this area and that's a good way of recycling my clothing.
Finally getting rid of those.
I'll do a wash of all my tat and Leo can have it. I think even Leo, even a cat would walk past and go, meow. Furball? Nah, I've just seen his underpants. I tell you what, felonious felines has kicked off.
It has. Who knew that cats were so popular?
There's some very naughty cats, so we'll talk about those shortly. 81215, 0330123 1215 on WhatsApp if you want to tell us about what your cat has nicked. I've got a list here.
Oh, I didn't realise they were such thieves.
They should be banned.
Yeah.
They should be banned, these things.
Is that where cat burglars comes from?
Maybe it is.
Maybe it
I think
is.
It's the
Maybe.
Sort of... the
Oh, the way they move.
The way they move,
rather
isn't it?
Than being actual cats.
It's like the way I move around the studio.
I am getting Spider-Man. Trouble.
If you're quiet of foot, you do. I get accused of sneaking up on people just because I don't stomp around houses. I've had so many family members, like, I've come into the kitchen and gone, oh, do you want a cup of tea? They go, oh, I didn't know you were here. I live here. Some bang mo, I don't announce myself. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the kitchen, John Richardson.
I'm the opposite. I'm quite heavy-footed. But then I'm a heavy girl, as we discussed.
As you discussed. Let me be very clear.
You didn't leap to my defence and disagree, though, did you, John?
That's not why I've starting with okie-dokie. Right, here's some things I've noticed. Now, so we'll discuss your cats. What have you seen in the news that wasn't in the news that could have, should have
well,
been?
This is a lovely clickbaity headline, this one, John. This is, woman opens pocket of vintage jacket and couldn't believe what was inside.
Narnia. So
what could it have been?
Yeah. Right. A receipt?
It was £50. That's okay. What was inside.
Oh, that's not bad.
And so she found this £50 in the pocket of a jacket. Now, moral dilemma, John, what would you do?
Well, here's the thing. So she's a fully grown woman.
Yeah.
She's presumably it's traceable because she's got the address of the person she bought it from.
Yeah.
Therefore, you do have a moral obligation to return the
£50. I think you're right. Will, shaking his head here. Youth of today, John, honestly.
Let me caveat this with a story that will not make me look good. But I was, I think, 14 at the time, and it was... anyway, bought a pair of shorts from a charity shop.
Yeah.
Got home, £20 in the pocket.
Ooh.
Kept it. Because, and here's my defence, I was 14, so I couldn't get back. It was driven on a day out.
Right, okay, so you 14, didn't have your own means of
I
getting
can't
there.
Drive, you know, half an hour to take this £20 back. And also I thought, it's from the person who donated the shorts, not the charity. I haven't stolen it from the charity, I've stolen it technically from the person who... passed away.
You stole £20 from a dead person. That's
what
you're saying?
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's okay.
And I was young. And I think in this situation, if you've got the address and you know the person, by definition of reselling their clothes, probably values their money.
Yeah.
You do have an obligation.
If you're in vintage, then value is important.
Yes.
Like, you know the value of money for using vintage. Oh, good, Sean. That's a good thing to know about you, that you would return it. This person did return it, I should say.
On the clickbait thing, so you know the other week I told you that I dobbed in a cow that was walking along the road?
Oh, yeah, I've forgotten about that.
I rang the police.
Yeah.
Here's another... So I've had an email from a travel company that I think is... This is bored. So there's enough spam in the world, isn't there? Like,
it's
just click
spam.
Here. And I think if you're of an age, these things... And I think when companies do it... So this is an email from a company saying... holiday booking confirmed. And then when you open it, it says almost. And if you want to go on holiday...
That's shocking.
I think that's... Should I tell...
Report it.
The police?
I don't know who you tell. Not the police, John.
Not the police.
Not the police. There's some sort of advertising author- In fact, I think they're called the Advertising Standards Authority.
Right.
I think that's who you should call, not 999 for this particular one. I tell you what,
there's been some cracking ends of links, but none stronger than, excuse me, I'm going to write a very strongly worded email to the Advertising Standards Authority. And after this, I'll tell you what people's cats have stolen, amongst other things, Ruth, a whole sausage roll.
Ooh.
That's good, that. That's good, that.
Depends on the size of the sausage roll.
You're not eating it out of a cat's mouth. There's some mad ones. It's Absolute Radio, and we are discussing, out of nowhere, last hour, just suddenly kicks off, naughty cats.
All these cat people. Who knew? All we had all these cat people. I'm not a cat person. I don't really understand cat people. I think if I want excrement in my kitchen, I'll do it myself. I don't. What? That's what it means, isn't it, if you've got a cat?
I don't think it means you want it. To defend the cat people.
That is a byproduct.
I don't think that's what I want, a pet, but what I really want is a smelly kitchen. I must admit that I'm a dog man.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a team. But this makes me not. And these are funny stories.
They
but
are.
You just wouldn't get away. Any of these stories you put dog or child in, and they're horrific. But with cat... So I think this is one of my favourites so far. My brother spent a full hour preparing a fillet steak, which he'd been talking about all day, put his plate down, got up to turn the telly on, turned around to see the cat Max halfway out the window with a full steak in his mouth. What a bloke. R.I.P. Max the cat.
He says R.I.P. Max the cat. I want to know if Max died of natural causes or because he stole that steak. That's what I want to know.
I think so.
I think my favourite one is the next one. We don't have a person's not giving us their name, but said my old cat went into my next door's house where they were holding a wake for her husband and ate all the meat platters. Thankfully they saw the funny side as they would feed him.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, you change that to kid. My son went next door and ate a whole platter off a wake. I suppose you do want a little, you need some brevity.
Lighten the mood a little bit. It's nice when something funny happens in that situation.
And I think a whole meat platter, I guess at some point they've let the cat do that.
They have.
They've not intervened, have they? Hello, John. Go on.
I was just going to say, we had a cat when I was little, and my dad fitted a cat flap in the back door, but he fitted it the wrong way round, and it was a magnetic one. So what that meant was we came home and loads of the neighbourhood cats were in our kitchen and couldn't get out, and our cat was stuck in our garden.
Confused as hell.
Just going, what's going on? I can't get in.
It seems quite a fundamental mistake, that one. But, you know, I would say that because I do my own cutting in by hand.
Oh, yes. He never mentions it, though.
We had a lovely cat called Gibbon. Gibbon's a good name for a cat.
I love an animal that's named after an animal. My friend's got a dog called Duck.
Yeah, I've not heard many. I've heard a lot of, like, Jeff and Steve and Sue and all that.
Yeah, my dog's Tina.
I like all that. But another animal. Gibbon loved to steal from our next-door neighbour's cat. Oh, that's horrible.
Cat-to-cat
stealing. Sue in Amersham, this is. He would enter via their cat flap, pinch the cat toys and bring them back. Please note he had his own toys at home. When we returned, he would simply go back and steal them again. Eventually, our neighbours let him keep them.
Well, the neighbours did, but did the neighbour's cat... That's cat bullying, that is.
Yeah, that is. You can just have that. Any more?
What have we got? We've got a picture here. Hi, John, this is my cat on Thursday night. She took the lid off the cheese and helped herself to all of it. We've got a photo. And the cat just like, yeah, this is my cheese now.
Yeah, I didn't know cats could open lids. This one says, our cat George once ran off with a whole cucumber. And if the internet has led me to believe anything... It's that cats are afraid of cucumbers.
Well, maybe George is a very tough cat.
I'd be very disappointed to find out that those videos were all fake.
Yeah.
Next you'll be telling me that people don't walk into glass doors and Britain is just thriving with mime artists. Devastated to find out. Well, I keep those coming in because they've been a joy to read. Lots of laughs. After this, we will be entering the time machine. We've got the time machine on the front wheel.
It's exciting.
Getting back in the time machine, going all the way back to 1996 for the Britpop Summer.
Absolute Radio's Britpop Summer.
John's Britpop Diaries.
Well, It's John and Angela's, really, because you've got all the stories. But it is the Britpop Summer on Absolute Radio, talking about the music, the memories, the people you were with at the time.
What a special time.
If you were down the front for Oasis, like Mark was, singing along with Pulp, catching Supergrass, Stereophonics, maybe you went to the festivals. Oh, it was really muddy that year, wasn't it? The right left. Oh, that was when you could go over the gate. Send in those stories, absolutely. 0330 13 12 15. Upload them at absoluteradio.co.uk. That's where you can also vote on the best song of Britpop that is running as well.
Vote that though.
I had to nominate mine, and a lot have already gone.
What did you go for?
I went for "She's Electric" by
Good
Oasis,
song.
Just because it means a lot to me, and all the big ones. I mean, I think maybe it's "Common People" by Pulp, but I'm not allowed to say that because somebody else's choice.
Blur, "This Is a Low."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special memories?
Special memories.
Yeah. I remember driving around the Isle of Wight to She's Electric and just everyone in the car just having a great time. And that's a moment, isn't it? I mean, it's not a moment. It's not like going to the gigs. It's driving around the Isle of Wight. What do you remember of the Britpop summer? Oh, I was on a Red Funnel ferry. I'm having a cracking time. I had a nice sandwich. But anyway, let's go back. This week, we're going to talk about specifically the 26th of August, 1996. That's the release of The Charlatans, One to Another. You will hear a classic rendition on Tim's listening party with Tim Burgess himself.
Amazing.
He'll be revisiting
Best
a chat with Sleeper. Tomorrow at 10, Absolute. Me?
Not you. No.
Okay, fine. It's overrated hair. Why? It doesn't need to cover the whole head. So let's go back. I just need a bit of audio. How will I get back there?
If only we could get across the fact we're travelling back in time.
Only Will had found
how are we gonna do
the sound of a time machine. Oh my gosh, Shearer, he's through! It's four! Oh, crying Dennis Bergkamp. Anyway, so it's August, it's 1996.
It is.
What are you up to, Angela?
So it's that summer. I've been to the Phoenix Festival,
yes,
which was a great festival that summer. Bowie, Björk.
Oh, wow.
Sex Pistols, loads of cool people at that festival.
I thought you were going to go in reverse alphabetical order. That would be quite impressive.
But I was working that summer in a police station canteen, in Maidstone Police Station.
Never heard this story before. Never drop that in.
Yeah, that was my little summer job. And I was 19, worked in the police station and
Best cover, innit?
Great cover. Oh,
I can't have done anything. I'll work here.
Yeah, exactly. They used to, if I went out in town on a Friday night and I'd had a few drinks with some friends, I remember once getting some cash out of a cash point and one of them came up and slapped the handcuffs on me at a cash point and I was a bit drunk and was going, I haven't done anything. And they thought it was really funny.
Absolutely scream. I wouldn't find that funny for weeks.
They used to play a lot of tricks on me and stuff.
No,
there was time where there was the canteen in the police station and there was like a social club bar next to it and we used to have to go there to get change for the tills and things like that, and I went in there once to get some change, and as I was walking out and it was packed, it was a Friday afternoon, all the people coming off shift were in the bar, and I came out and they said, have you got enough ones and twos? She shouted at me, the woman behind the bar across, and I turned round across a full room of policemen shouting, oh no, I can never have enough coppers. And they never let me forget it.
It's a full chapter in the book, Angela, is what it is.
It was great. And on my last day they kidnapped me. The tactical team, which are the ones in the jumpsuits and the bulletproof vests that do range, you know. And they, because I used to have a little trolley that I used to go around selling sweets and crisps and stuff from around the police station.
This is 1996.
Yeah, 1996. And they sort of grabbed me, the tac team, and they took me into the, and civilians weren't supposed to go in that room at all. And they handcuffed me to a table and put like a police hat on me and were taking Polaroid photos and laughing. And then the chief superintendent came along. So they all just legged it and left me handcuffed to a table in a room I was in. And the chief superintendent just came in and looked at me and he went, I wish you'd leave my boys alone. That was what he said. I've got the Polaroid. I'll put it on Instagram. I sent it to you. You saw it, yeah.
I would
love
that.
There I am, handcuffed to a table.
I mean, it's a different time, isn't it? And it was all fine back then.
So that's what I was doing in 1996.
I wasn't. I've got my passport. I had to apply for a temporary passport because we were going on a school trip. It's the first time I'd ever been abroad. And this is typical of an age where you only have about three things you wear.
Yeah.
I've clearly gone to have a passport photo taken.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Beavis and Butthead t-shirt. I mean, what am I doing? Just don't give them any chance to send you back. You can see my face, and then I'm not lying. It says across the top, I like boobs and butts and stuff. I mean, what are you doing? Why would they let me in the country? Anyway, then we had a lovely time in Boulogne-sur-Mer.
Boulogne.
We had a football match on the beach. And if I could go back, my friend Tim, we had a football match. He didn't want to play football because he didn't like football, so he went and collected shells. And I look back now and I think, the confidence, the self-assurance of that. I wish I'd go back and say, those kids who just have the courage to say, this is what I am. I don't like football. I know there's a pressure to like football and I can try and play and be bad at it. I'm just going to go and get some shells.
I like shells. And for a teenage boy to have that confidence.
Absolutely incredible.
What does Tim do now?
He's doing very well for himself.
Good on you, Tim.
Put it this way, he lives in San Francisco. He's collecting as many shells as he wants out there. Not my abiding memory of him, which is we were sat on a wall and he was side on talking to me and he took one of those flyaway footballs right to the side of the face. Oh. And I can hear the ting now. I can hear that metal ring. And he just didn't break sentence. He just carried on talking and went... Ow. And then carried on telling his story.
Tim sounds amazing.
Tim was very cool.
Right, okie dokie.
Okie dokie. Here we are then, back on the radio.
Yes.
Thank you very much for this week, Angela.
It's been lovely.
It's been a right old laugh, hasn't it? And we had a right old laugh.
We did.
I'll tell you what, you did a joke off air this week. It's as good as anything I've heard in the last years. Fortunately, it's not safe for broadcast.
Sorry.
Can we do it on the podcast?
Yeah.
Can we?
We'll do it on the podcast. Angela's crude joke at my expense. There is, of course, a podcast of the show for those of you who weren't here for the full thing. Before we name that podcast, let's wrap up some of the unfinished business from today.
Yes. So we've got, you remember Mark, who from our Love You But, who put did a dedication
doesn't
to the
want
to
fist
local shop, doesn't want to fist bump the guy. Neil has come up with a great plan. Mm-hmm. He said you should just cover the fist and then say paper beats rock.
Yeah, lovely.
Beautiful.
Yeah, nice. And that's a punchline as well. You can walk out on that.
Yeah.
You can exit on that.
Yeah. You could even do that as if you've dropped a mic
with
your hand.
Just get a packet of rich teas and just drop them on the counter as you go out. You will have to pay for them. Brian in Macclesfield. So we had a conversation earlier about, and I'm loath to read this because it's you defending me, keeping me out of literal prison.
He's right, and I deserve taking down for this.
I said from all corners of the country, we discussed England is from angles, so therefore corners, therefore I'm justified. Brian says, actually, re your comments about all corners of England. The name England does derive from the land of angles, but not the shape. The angles were a Germanic tribe who migrated here. Back to the drawing board, Brian.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I really tried. And that's one of those little things where it's a little fact I think I've learned probably when I was a kid, and I've just carried that for 40 years.
Yes.
And now realised that's not what it means by land of the angles.
Do you know what? Also, I think you get to a time in your life where you just think, I'm always going to think that now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to learn the new one.
No, I'm not. I still think it's because England's sort of triangle-shaped.
Any more to wrap up, or are we done there? We're going to name the podcast.
I think it's time to name the podcast.
I've got two that are sort of, because it's absolute, I always think if we trick people into thinking it's about actual music,
they might
download by accident before they realise it's just me prattling on.
Oh, well, yours is probably going to win then, because I've just got John Richardson, natural bodybuilding champion. I mean, I feel like people would download that just
There is a bit of clickbait in that, definitely. Well, I've gone for, because the thing that kicked off is the cats stealing the stuff, and you can send those in during the week, john@absoluteradio.co.uk, if you haven't had time this morning. I was going to go with Cat Power.
Oh, like the musician.
Yeah, but it's the strength of cats, because I thought cat burglars is a bit on the nose.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, the thing I will remember from today against my will is the picture of the kidney stone. Which, when I close my eyes tonight, I'm going to see the picture of the kidney stone. It's a really, and no offence to the guy, but it was an ugly kidney stone. I'm sorry, Rich. It was a really horrific looking kidney stone.
I'm sure you're very pretty, Rich, but your stone.
Oh, your stones are ugly. Yeah. So to say we don't want any more of those, I thought if we call the podcast The End of the Stones, people think, he's got an exclusive.
Oh, there's going to be no more comeback.
Yeah, and then they'll listen and it's just me going, what an ugly kidney stone.
And when Rich Mitch does get another kidney stone, it will be the comeback of the Stones.
That's it. And then I think by the time they've downloaded it, we've got them, right?
Yeah.
We've got the figures. Clever. That's all you've got to do. So if you want to hear the podcast of this week's show, The End of the Stones will be available wherever you get your podcasts. We will be back next week with more. Thank you to Matt Hewitt with the news, Sarah Champion up next. Thank you to you, Will. Have a wonderful time in Kendall, Charlie. And to you, Angela, thank you.
Thank you for having me, John.
Have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all your texts and emails and input. It's been an absolute joy. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
So there we go. That's it. Keep your thieving cats emails coming in. That sounded like...
Keep your thieving cats to yourself.
Keep your thieving mitts to yourself. If you've got a funny... Or indeed, widen it out. Do you know what? Maybe it's not cats. Maybe I'm giving cats a bad name. If you've got a dog that used to... I bet dogs don't do it.
Oh, dogs do steal things, definitely.
Oh, they're from your own house, but you wouldn't be allowed to, like, just let your dog go in your neighbour's house or interrupt a wake.
Yeah, that's true. But they'll do things like my dog's stolen from someone else's picnic in the park and things like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, sure. But you're in your own home is different. I think cats are the only ones that are allowed. I've got loads of cats come through my garden.
Yeah.
And I find it infuriating.
Because you haven't invited them,
No, mind you. And he's chasing my birds.
Yeah.
Like my daughter used to say, don't you just let them. I was like, no, because I put nuts out to attract the birds.
Because I like looking at the birds.
I want the birds. Yeah. I want the tweets. I don't want the real tweets. Stop sending me those. Anyway, what happened earlier? I said I wasn't Mike Atherton. We played a clip of. Can I play the clip again? It really made me laugh. Can I have Atherton again? Yeah. This is Mike Atherton, who I don't sound like.
Yes, he was. He's the obvious choice. I think we're very good in England at overcomplicating matters and making life more difficult than it ought to be.
It's like he's your dad. That's what it sounds like. He's John Richardson's dad.
Yeah, I think the thing about mirror signal manoeuvre is it is... whilst it's a good point. This was misunderstood, but I think Brian, I apologise if I've got the name wrong, but Brian thought I was comparing myself to my catheter.
My catheter.
And you said...
And I said, well, you are both stuck-up knobs.
It's just lovely.
Which we couldn't broadcast. It was off air. It was fine. Apparently it's safe for a podcast. Will's assured me I could say it now.
It's just lovely. It's too good not for people to hear. It's a shame if me and Will are the only people that heard that joke.
I was quite pleased with it, I must say.
So we'll be back next week with more. I think it's our last Britpop Summer Diaries, is it, next week, before the return of rock and roll football to the airwaves, after which we will use that time to tease my friend Matt Ford and make his life a misery.
Oh, fun.
Because you've got to have priorities, haven't you?
Yeah.
But cats, literal police, I love you, but anything you want to join in on, John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Thank you for downloading. Best wishes. Safe onward journey. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I think so, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to say bye, Will, in the way you said hello earlier?
Bye.
No, that doesn't match with hello. You've got to go. Bye-bye.
Is Will auditioning for Jazz FM?
There we go.
There we go.
See you next week.
Bye.